traveling with the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar. We are coming to you from outside Salto, Argentina, and I'm talking with Dusty Knuth, a member of LEAD 36, an agronomist from Kearney. And Dusty, we had the chance to drive out this morning, spent a couple hours on the road, had a good chance to look out the window and see the corn and the soybeans and the agriculture here in the Pampas region. Give me a little bit of what you saw.
Yeah, Adam, if I didn't know any better, I'd say we were driving through central Nebraska today. A lot of soybeans in this area. Crop condition looks pretty good. Looks like they're on their second cropping of some soybeans. Some still on the first falling wheat, but overall, their crop conditions look pretty good. They just received some rain here in the last 3 days, so things are looking pretty lush.
They did receive some rain. We had the chance to stop at the Sebastian Forcat farm just a little bit ago, and he said it's actually a pretty dry year for them here in the Pampas.
Yeah, it's they have the same struggles we do here in Argentina, and there's not much irrigation in this area. Argentina, we've seen a few center pivots here and there, but overall they deal with a lot of the same challenges like we do in Nebraska, such as drought.
And we also had the chance to enjoy a fantastic meal with the Forcats.
Yeah, they put on a fantastic barbecue for us there. It consists of sausage and beef, so every Nebraskan would have been in heaven.
I think a lot of people would want to know, what do you think of the Argentine beef?
Yeah, it's, as a typical Nebraskan, I got to say I love corn beef or corn-fed beef a little bit more. But, the grass-fed beef here, it's a good product they have.
Thanks so much, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dusty Knuth from Kearney, as we come to you from Argentina on the LEAD 36 International Study Travel Seminar. For the Nebraska LEAD program and the Rural Radio Network, I'm Adam Smith.